Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. Thanks for staying with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. You're going to be glad you did because, as you heard me say before, earlier in the day, this is International Networking Week. And you remember that I've been telling you for a long time, for really about 10 years now, I've been telling you that if you couldn't, that one of the keys to success in the 21st century would be the ability to be a successful networker. Now, and that doesn't mean somebody who just gives their cards out at a chamber mixer, somebody who actually can function and can execute as a networker. And, of course, that's one of the reasons why we're so happy about our relationship with the world's expert on networking, our good friend Ivan Meisner, the founder and the CEO of Business Network International, and the guy who the visionary who created the awareness of, or actually the event itself and the awareness of International Networking Week, the author of so many books I can barely see over them, including Truth or Delusion. I think that's the last one. He's our good friend Ivan Meisner. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be on your show.
It's good to have you here, and happy International Networking Week to both of us.
Thank you. That's right. This is the second annual International Networking Week. Last year we had an estimated about 100 major events with 100, 200 people or more at the event, and several
around the world. These are things going on around the world, folks.
That's right. In about 12 countries last year. This year we anticipate that there'll be about 200 or more major events, and probably in the neighborhood of 3,000 small events, small networking meetings where International Networking Week is recognized and an exercise is done. And we anticipate that that'll be in at least 24 countries around the world. So it's growing.
Well, congratulations. I mean, I could see where this could be, you know, in 4 or 5 years, this could be like the Davos for networking, only bigger.
Well, you know, it could be. And it really has grown. It's huge. If you look, a year and a half ago, I did a Google search on the term International Networking Week, and I got about 24 hits. I did a Google search this morning, and I got 14,100,000.
Wow.
So it's growing the whole world.
Of course, and a couple of million of those are just from my website alone.
I'm sure they are.
Tell us.
You know, when I do a Google search on me, you show up on the front page.
as it should be.
You're right.
Well, who loves you? I mean, you know, who's been with you almost the whole way? I mean, who else?
You have. Went back to when we had, I think, 350 groups.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, see, folks, what happens when you get to know Blasingame. Ivan, give us an example of one of the things that might happen in one of these events around the world.
Well, this year, what we're recommending is that you bring community leaders to the meeting and have them see how relationship networking works. And we, you know, we try to teach relationship networking, teaching people that it's all about building relationships with other people. So they come and see how networking is changing the way the world does business, that effective relationship networking is changing the way the world does business. And so we want community leaders to come to meetings and see firsthand how this works. And it's, you know, many of them are very impressed. We've already gotten proclamations from governors in Maryland, Nevada, California wouldn't do it yet, interestingly.
Really?
Enough. No, but the California legislature did, both the state assembly both the state assembly and Senate did, but our governor would not do it.
Wow.
And I'm missing one. So there's like about four, and we're expecting one from the U.S. Congress, recognizing International Networking Week.
What was the governor's problem?
I'm not sure they know what the left hand is doing, what the right hand is doing, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It started off saying they don't do this kind of thing, and then when we pointed out other events they've done, they went, oh, I guess we do these kinds of things. the beginning of the process.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But so these are things that are going on all week long, and it's not too late, is it, for somebody who's, you know, maybe they've got a civic group or a professional group who's going to get together. Maybe networking isn't something you talk about overtly all the time, but it's not too late to sort of bring that up and put it on the radar this week, is it?
Absolutely. You know, even if you don't plan on putting on a big event or recognizing it in a large way, one of the things that we ask is that almost everyone belongs to some networking organization or professional association. Just put it out there that this is International Networking Week, and it's all about helping support each other through the process of relationship networking. And you can just make an announcement. That's a good start for this year.
Absolutely. Stand by. Quick break. 20 till. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Ivan Meisner, Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder of BNI, Business Network International. Stay with us.
Doesn't mean that much to me. Take a chance on an empty life, just like all the
about International Networking Week with our good friend Ivan Meisner, and he's the founder of Business Network International, BNI.com. Ivan, talk to us a little bit more about International Networking Week and why any of us should care about this.
Well, the goal for International Networking Week is to celebrate the key role that relationship networking plays in the development and success of businesses all around the world. So we're doing these simultaneous events as well as asking people to bring it up in any local events that they're doing. The focus of these events is really to bring together representatives of government, businesses, and community to network with each other, to understand the concept of good networking, and to listen to talks about key networking specialists from around the world. And then these speakers will offer advice and information on how businesses can grow and succeed through good networking practices, which is, as you've said, very important for successful business people today.
Well, it's essential.
Yeah.
In the 21st century, if you're going to be successful in business in the 21st century, if you're a startup, one-person small business, or if you're a CEO for a major company, if you don't know the skills, if you haven't learned the things that you need to know about networking, then your ability to be successful is going to be severely limited.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And we, have started talking about the process in terms of relationship networking because we want people to understand that effective networking is really about building those relationships. It's not just about going to business meetings, handing out a card, shaking someone's hand, and thinking that you're networking because, frankly, that's not networking. That's direct selling, and it's not even good direct selling. Networking is about building relationships with people. Well, we talk a little bit about that in a video that's at internationalnetworkingweek.com, the website, the international website for it, internationalnetworkingweek.com. And there's about an 8-minute video. It's connected to YouTube, so anybody can play it or download it, which really explains what the program's all about.
Now, are you in the video?
I am. I am the star of the video.
Folks, that's a good reason to go there, just to get to see Ivan's handsome face there.
Yeah, I have some fun with this. I talk a little bit about something you and I talked about, as a matter of fact, the butterfly effect of networking, and I tell the story about how one contact led me to spend a week on Necker Island with Sir Richard Branson, and how that's all about building relationships with people, and that's how those kinds of things happen.
It's amazing how the through 6 degrees of separation in networking, you combine those two concepts together and practices together, or the concept of 6 degrees of separation and the practice of networking together, it's amazing what can be accomplished, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Many of us are connected to other people, and we don't even know it and don't know how. But by building that relationship with those people, you get connected with people that you would have never thought possible in the past. And they can help your business in many ways.
One of the things that I like that helps me to stay focused on my networking skills and practices, Ivan, is to think about the people that I know as being members of communities. And I think of myself as having a number of different communities, work communities, maybe several different communities in my work
community, but friendship communities, my church community, the other businesses in my area, that community. There are a lot of different circles out there, aren't there?
Yeah, there are a lot of different circles, and the key is figuring out where these different individuals fit in the relationship with you. We've talked about this before, the concept of visibility, credibility, profitability. And the more you are at credibility with most of those people, the easier it is for you to move to profitability. And by profitability, we're talking about referrals to help you run your business more effectively. And you can get that from any one of those concentric circles that you're talking about, but you can only get it if they trust you and have confidence in you.
Right. Tell us, give us the number. I love your referral number, the amount of business and referrals that BNI does every year. Give us that number again.
Well, the final number is being calculated now, but we anticipate that last year, 2007, within BNI, this is just BNI, we passed over 5.1 million referrals and generated just over $2.1 billion
mackerel.
Worth of business.
I remember when that number was millions.
Yeah, you're right. When we first started, it was, I think, in the tens of millions. And
yeah.
It's now, and that's just for 1 year. I believe, I'd have to look at the calculations, but I believe we're pushing close to $10 billion worth of business that we've helped generate for business professionals all over the world.
Congratulations, Ivan. And that's BNI.com and InternationalNetworkingWeek.com, is that right?
That's correct, and I also have a blog where I talk about it, networkingentrepreneur.com.
Thank you, Ivan, for being here. Good job today.
I've got
to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.